So Huddersfield again move down that left-hand side, and they've found a break here. It's Brough inside, and it's the first 4 points of the game for the Huddersfield Giants. They will take the lead in this one. James Charles gives the try. The Huddersfield fans are happy, and a four-point lead for the Huddersfield. Very sunny St James's Park, and that kick, as you'd expect from Brough, is good, and the Huddersfield Giants lead by 6 points to nil from the screen. As we approach the end of the first 20 minutes. But that is simple from the Giants. Absolutely simple from the Giants. A scoop from dummy half. And that is stuff, Scully. You don't see teams at under sevens level defend those. And that is an easy lead, an easy 10-point lead for the Huddersfield Giants. 20 minutes gone in this match. And it is 10 points to nil for the Huddersfield Giants. Brough lines up the extras. And metronomically as he is, makes it a 12-point-to-nil ball game. 20 minutes gone in the first half here live on Proper Sport. Wakefield nil, Huddersfield 12. The gamble last week is not paying off. In its 12-0 with 16 minutes left in this first half. They spin the ball out quickly. That's a nice offload. Looked potentially forward, but they get the ball back out wide.
We'll catch
and it's
him.
Jake Mamo. Score. No problem there. Great move from the from the tap. And again, a penalty kills Wakefield. Great kick from Brough. Great fast hands from the Giants. Falls to the hands of the big man with the big hair. And Jake Mamo is over for the try. And it's another one for the Giants. They lead by 16 points to nil. Spotted it. Yep, here's Danny Brough again. All in a similar position, these kicks.
Be back to more rugby league, you know, instead of watching this at grits.
It is 18-0 to the Huddersfield Giants, so Wakefield being put to the sword in this one. The opposite to Ashurst, who gets it back on the kick. It bounces off everyone, and Wakefield are over the line. What's the referee going to say here?
That's right.
Try for the Wakefield Trinity side, slightly fortuitously, but they're on the board finally this game, and it's the captain, Danny Kerman. Yeah. And Finn will step up to try and convert this first Wakefield try. 18. And Finn's conversion attempt is good. And it is a 18 points to 6 ball game here as we've got 6 minutes to go until half time. Yeah. Huddersfield Giants with 1:10 left until half time. They're looking more likely to score here. They've just woken up a little bit. Danny Brough with a 40-20. And he has got it. 40-20.
That's what Brough is all about, isn't he? Danny comes Brough up with the champion plays.
35 seconds until the half-time hooter. Banking, batting side to Brough, who looks with the kick, gets the kick, and he puts them in front by 19 points to 6. You called that one, Scully?
Yeah, we said that, you know, if they wasn't going to get the 4 points, then Brough was going to get himself in.
There's another penalty, and there's a symbol in. The Giants, they were warned, they were told. And they're down to 12 temporarily. The problem is Wakefield still have to get the points on the board. And Finn does that. He kicks the ball on. And it's Benjo's Bishop. Is he in before the line? It's going to be close. I'm not sure he was.
He likes it.
They're cheering as if they've scored. I'm looking.
Looks all right there. There you go. He's easily. That is easily a four-pointer. That is great play from Wakefield. Great little kick through from there. And Benjo.
Yeah, it's the second attempt for Liam Finn. Completely there, taking advantage of the sin binning, needless sin binning as well. Referee's put him on the warning, Finn kicks it, and it's 19-12 is the comeback on for Wakefield Trinity.
But this is a good attack in here from the Giants.
Very good. Mamo with the drop off pass, and it is Darnell McIntosh, and he is in at the corner. And the referee, James Child, says he's going to check it on the video screen. But that one looked like more of a try than the Mason Caden Brown in the first half. And he has given a try here, James Child.
This is a try, easily. Easily. How was the touch just missed that? How was the touch just missed that? He's kicked it. It's good field position for Wakefield. They need to get themselves back into this game very, very quickly.
See? As Kyle Wood waits at a dummy half. Options on the inside, and it is Paulie. Gets the ball out to Ben Jones-Bishop, and that was a hell of a pass from Paulie. A hell of a pass from Paulie. Ben Jones-Bishop over for his second of the game, and Wakefield score. It is Huddersfield 25, Wakefield 16.
He's kicked it.
Adds on the extras.
It is Liam Finn. Now, this is game on. I reckon there's a few more tries in this game. Both teams.
25-18, 22 left on the clock at the Magic Weekend game. To Finn, to Lynn, who tries to run the ball in, but he doesn't need to because he's in. Oh, Reece Lynn, what a ball from Paulie again. And Reece Lynn has got the try, and we have got a ball game here at the Magic Weekend. It's Reece Lynn with the try. We've got 6 minutes left, and Wakefield could be within a point. Okay. Finn with the error. The Huddersfield Giants have won this game by 25 points to 22. What an anti-climax, and what a big 2 points for the Huddersfield Giants.